since we are continuing our previous shir, this is the fourth shir. We've been discussing the union of Hekdesh and Truma and She'ela. We've seen Mamish Niflos Mitaras Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and now we are continuing. This is again based on the Torah of Moreno Rayan, Moreno Gon, Rav Nosson Zatzal, in the Chuvis of the Noda Yehudin, Tinyan and Yeridei, and Simon Kufnan Dalid. He writes the reason that by Truma Biat Kohen, the Gemara says in the Darim 59a, which is where we started this journey, that Truma Biat Kohen She'el is not effective, is because Kol She'eli Shanoider Omre Iliadati Kach Lekach Leisi Noider. That She'el means that the Noder says, had I known such and such, I would not have been Noder. And if he's lying, in other words, even if he knows that it's not true, he would have been Noder no matter what. He doesn't have Hatara if he's really lying. He can't be Matthew the Neder. Just the Chacham doesn't have to be Choshed him. The Chacham doesn't have to suspect him. But the Kohen who's Makabal the Truma doesn't have to believe him. In other words, the Chacham is going to be Matthew the Neder because he's not going to suspect that the guy is lying when he's Mischarit on the Neder. But so the Chacham can be Matthew the Neder. But the Kohen who's Makabal the Truma, so when he makes She'ela on the Truma, the Chacham can believe him. But the Kohen who receives the Truma doesn't have to believe him, because maybe he's lying. So therefore, Truma Biat Kohen ain't lo hatara, because the Kohen doesn't have to believe him. Why does the Kohen have to believe that he really was mischarit? So it's really muchach what the Noder Bidu is saying, because even though She'el is effective with Truma, because it's like Hekdesh Betos, however, that's all it got to be the show, Be'atzmo, that he's Naman al Atzmo to say that he made a mistake in his Hekdesh, and the Chacham can be Matir, but to be Moitzi Momen Miyad Acheirim, to take away the truma from the Kohen, to make it ois truma, vadai she'enu ne'mon, he has no right to impact the truma that's already in the hands of the Kohen if he doesn't bring a raya. So that's the Noda Yehuda. However, it's not so pashit what the Noda Yehuda says, because it's true that with regard to Otsas HaTshuma Biyad Kohen, the person's not Naman to say that he made a mistake and he's Mischarit Meikara, and the Kohen doesn't have to believe him. Nevertheless, he should be Naman Al Kolpanam Ala Isser V'yifka Shem Tshuma Mina Ela Shitar Shishar B'Shus Kohen V'lei Havi Ketevo. So, like this. In other words, let's believe him. He doesn't have the right to take it away from the Kohen, but let's believe him and let's turn it into Tevel. It remains Biad Kohen, and let's believe him on the She'ela and let it turn into Tevel, that he's not Shoal on the Mominus. The Kohen doesn't have to give it back, but let him at least turn it into Tevel, that it should be Tevel Biad Kohen. So the answer is, based on the Gemara in Gittin, that somebody came and said that I wrote a Sefer Torah, and the Shem Hashem, the Azkaras, I didn't write Lishma. So he said, where's the Sefer Torah? The Rav said, where's the Sefer Torah? And he said, it's in the hands of the buyer. So he said, you're Nema to lose your Schar, that you passed the Sefer Torah by not writing the Azkaras Lishma. But you're not Nema to be mafsid the Sefer Torah. So we see that a person is not Nema to Aser what belongs to his friend. So we see in the Rosh, in Klali Ne'amanu, Seir Echad Klal Beis, Hechad Ischazik Is Hetero, Vamreid Echad Isser Huaynenu Ne'aman, Kid Mukhul Perach Ani Zokin, Tara Shasisim Chaviyam Plon, Nidmu Vener Ne'aman, Shun Ischazik Hetero. So when there's a Cheskus Hetero, and Eir Echad said it's Aser, he's not Ne'aman. So here also, and it brings a Raya from the Gemara, so here also, he's not Ne'aman to say that the Sefer Torah is puzzle. It's only Naman to lose his money. So we can say also by Truma, Truma is Mamono Shel Kohen. He's not Naman to be Motzi, Aidea She'ela Mirishu. So, and he's also not Naman to Aser and to make it to Tevel, because he's not Naman El Shel Chaveiro, because it was Cheskes Heter. So he's not Naman El Chaveiro. He's not Naman, because what does he want to do? He wants to make it Tevel and he wants to Aser it. Now it's not going to be edible anymore because it's Tevel. Until now it was Truma, and the coins were allowed to eat it. Now he wants to make a Tevel. He's not Naman, when there was a Cheskes Heter, to say that, no, it's really Tevel. And I want to be Mafkia. I'm Mischarit that I was Mafresh the Truma, and I want to be Mafkia the Truma. No, you can't do that, because an Eid Echad is not Naman to be Mafkia from the Cheskes Heter that's in someone else's hand. And therefore, an Eid Echad is not believed to say that the tyrus that I did on Yom Ploni of yours that I was involved with are really tummy. Because he's not Naaman to say that. He's an Eid Echad. Is it Naaman to Aser what belongs to somebody else and has a Cheskes Heter? However, that's not enough because it's not a sufficient answer. Because the Rush writes in Klal Yud Gimel, she called Dover, she be yado shel adam afilu schazi keteira neman la asrei. The kol she be yado have a bail of anything that's be yado. We've discussed this many times in our Sheif Shmaitzah Shirim, that anything that's be yado shel adam, even if there's a cheskes heter, he's Naaman Lasro, because if it's Biyado, he's like the Bailam, and therefore he has special Naamana. So in our case, if we would know that he's Mischarit Be'emis Becharata Demeikara, then its She'ela would be effective. So it emerges then that Biyado Lasro, he has it in his hands, he has it in his power and his capacity to answer it. And even though we're misupik if he's mischarit, and we're not obligated to believe him, nevertheless, it's akoponim kisafik iser, because if he's mischarit be'emes, then he could be shoel, and it's biyado, and he can answer it on the kohen. So since here it's biyado la'asra, we should believe him, at least misafik. And it's not similar to the case of somebody who says, tarish asisa biyom ploni nitmu, that he's not naman, because there it's bechlal not in his hands to be metame. And he's made on the past. He's testifying about the past. But in our case, benidon didan, harei be'emes gam ata biyado l'asra adei she'elik shischarit be'emes. Even now, it's biyado l'asra. He has the power to asser it through she'elo if he's mischarit be'emes. We're just misupik if he's really mischarit, if he really regrets it, and they really can turn it into tevel again. So since it's a suffix for us, how can we say that bevadai, it has din shruma, maybe it's really tevel? So maybe we can say that in Achinami, his she'ela makes it suffik truma, suffik tevel. However, it still says in the Darim, on page 59a, that truma biat kohen isn't a darbe shesh lamatirin, because less of a she'ela, because al kopanim, it remains suffik truma, even after the she'ela. Even after the she'ela, it remains a suffik truma. So therefore, you can't say that it's a darbe shesh lamatirin, because it's still going to remain a suffik iser. Says in the Gemara that Trum Biyad Kohen is in a Dover Shishla Matirin, because you can't be Matirid, Lassa Bishela, because it's already in the hands of the Kohen. So even if you say Misafik, he can make it Safik Trum or Safik not Trum, but it's still going to be Aser, because it's still going to be a Safik Iser. However, we can explain that the reason that She'ela isn't effective if the truma is in the hands of the kohen, which we've been discussing at length, why is she'ela not effective? Betruma biyad kohen, based on the rush, we discussed this rush in a recent shir. The rush writes, betruma biyad kohen lo matzil l'machil ekev in the yatzim rishus Yisrael, since it went out of the rishus Yisrael, v'kiim ba mitzvah nesina, and he was mekayim the mitzvah of nesina, sula matzil afku yeshem truma min al dei she'ela. Once it comes into the hands of the kohen, and he was mekayim mitzvah nesina, so he's no longer believed to say that he can no longer be mafkia the shem truma al yedei she'ela. So it's interesting that the Rush here emphasizes that he was mekayim mitzvah nesina. Once he gave it to the kohen, he was mekayim mitzvah nesina, he can no longer be mafkia the shem truma. And let's say there's no mitzvah, so what? What's so important that there's a mitzvah here? So it would appear that the Rush means is that she'ela is only shayich as long as he has shayches to the davar hanishal. Like what it says in Shavuos, Achla Kula, if he ate the whole thing, ain't Nishal in Allah, then it's too late. There's no She'ela, because you have to have Shaychas to it. Once it's all eaten, you can't do She'ela on the Shavu anymore. So, Kol Zman Shelo Kikim Ba Mitzvah Nesina LeKohen, Hu Shiyachol Lishal Allah, Shishesh Lo Schuz Bailus Al Truma. But until you did your mitzvah, you still have Schuz Bailus, since he's B'chayiv to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Truma. So Memela, the Schus Mitzvah, makes him Bailam on the Truma. Like we see in Taisim Bava Kama, on page Ayin Tesim and Aleph, that Kachem is Beach, remain, even after it's given to Hekdesh, remain the shore of Ruvain, because he has Karparu with this carbon. Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shimpei Beis, Kolomaneas, Abaylu Milasus Mitzvah, Shem Ruya Masosa, Kodamacha Vasach, Chayav Lechayav Lechalim, Yud Zehuvim. That you have to pay 10 Zehuvim if you snatch a mitzvah from somebody else. You see that the Schus Mitzvah is a Schus Mammon, and therefore he's like the Bailim, and he could be Shoel. And for this reason, we see in Krisus, that page 13b, Shiyachol Lishol Al Korbano Ad Achar Azrika. Mishum Shehazrika Hiya Mechaperes, because Man Shaloi Nizrak, Yesh Lo Adayin Schus Kapara B'Korban Zeh, that until Zrika, he has, he could be Shoel on the Hekdesh, because the Zrika is Mechaper. And until the Zrika, he has chus kapara b'karban. So he's bailim and he can do she'ela. But when he gives the truma to the Kohen, he's ready makayim mitzvahs nesina, so he has no shaychus to the truma anymore. And therefore, it's finished. Ein ishalem ala, it's like achla kula, it was already eaten up. Tosfos in Gittin, daf lamed beis, amud beis, divrei maaseh Rav Sheshet writes, Shim Kosav Adam Sefer Torah Lishma, Ina Yachol Lachzor Levatel. If he writes Sefer Torah Lishma, he can't be Mevatel it afterwards. When he writes a Get Lishma, he can be Mevatel it afterwards, as long as it didn't come into the hand of the Isha. So we can say that the Pshat is, why can he Mevatel the Get, but he can't be Mevatel the Sefer Torah? The answer is, by Get, it's Mechusar Nesina. Since it's Mechusar Nesina, so he still can be Mevatel it, he still has the right to Mevatel, but the Sefer Torah, immediately when he finishes the Ksiva, the Mitzvah is finished. And once the Mitzvah is finished, he is no longer Schus, that would enable him be mevatel the kedusha sefer Torah. And in the Chassam Sofer, in Yeridei and Siman Reish Mem Gimel, he writes b'tam svaras tosis b'krisis demol shel an achar azrika mishum shokol sheloi nizrak adayin loy niskaper loy aval achar azrika habekoch l'kula dey nishalem aleha. That he says the same type of svar, as long as there's no zrika, there's no kapara, and mimela the schus that he has of kapara allows him still to be Shaul, it's still his. But after the Zrika, it's already finished, and therefore there's no She'ela. So that could be a possible reason to explain why She'ela isn't effective via Truma Biat Koin. It's not effective because he already did the mitzvah. Once he did the mitzvah, he no longer has Sheiches to this Truma. So it's not enough that it went out of his rishus. If he still had a mitzvah to do, then if he still had the mitzvah to do, he'd be able to do shayla. But since he has no more shaychus, he already did the mitzvah of nesina, so therefore it's finished. He has no more shaychus to it. So So remember, this is the fourth shiur, but we had three shiurim before this, and it started. This whole beautiful mahalach began with the shaila that we wanted to question the assertion of the Chalkus Yoyev. Chalkus Yoyev in the Kabbalah Kashyaisa writes that not only if the trum is biyad koin can you not do shaila, but even if it's biyad the koin atzmo lo yachol asot shaila. A koin is mafresh truma for himself, he cannot do shaila on this truma. So if he pashed this ivrei Aram ben Adar min tes amar aleph or ritva ben Adar pei amar aleph, that the reason that shibetruma biyat koin lo moel sheela mishum shakoin zachabo, so benidon didan where there was no nesina to another koin and the truma is still in the rishus bailim who was mafreshit, so be pashit that sheela would help mima akev al yado. Why can you not do sheela? Because the other Kohen was Zoche. Somebody else, a different party, was already Zoche. So you can't do Shalem when someone else was already Zoche. But here nobody else was Zoche in it. It's the Kohen himself. It's his own Shruma. That he was Mafrish. It's Mamun Shalom Mamish. So what's the problem? But Kol Shekhan Bislifisvaras and Adabi Huda. That the reason that you can't do Shalem with Shruma is because the Kohen doesn't have to believe him that he's Mischarit. But when the Kohen himself is Mischarit, he can believe himself. And even according to what we said, B'das HaRosh, that he can be Shaul on Truma Lefnei Nesina LeKohen, because he is the Schus Mitzvah Nesina, but a Kohen who's Mafresh Truma LaAtzmo, this isn't Shayach, Why? So we can say that he can't do she'ela because he already did his nis, he already did that frush, he already did the nesina to himself. But it's not true what we're saying, because that the rush had to come on to this chus mitzvahs nesina is because he's talking about Yisrael, who has to give truma to Kohen. So immediately he does that frush ain but klum, if not for the chus of the mitzvah nesina, and therefore he could do she'ela mitam chuzu because of this chus, he can still do she'ela. But a Kohen who's mafrish la'atzmo, but lavachi the truma is his, and it's his mammon, like we see in Kedushin, afnun chesam and aleph. That I'm a kaddish b'trumos mikudeshes. So therefore, even without these schus mitzvahs nesina, it belongs to the Kohen, and he can do she'ela. In other words, what does the schus mitzvah nesina do for him? It says that I still have shaychus to it, so I can do she'ela. So here, it belongs to him, so of course he still has shaychus to it. So of course he can do mitzvahs nesina. The rush only had to come out. So of course he could do she'ela. The rush only had to come onto that svara when he was talking about Yisrael. Why can Yisrael still do she'ela after Afrasha? Because he still has shaychus to it, because he still has mitzvahs nesina. But here in our case, where the coin was mafreshed for himself, so Avadi has shaychus to it, because it belongs to him. And there's a proof that a Kohen can do She'ela from Tosim Psachim and Vavam Beis Yer Maschil Hoel, that She'ela is effective by Meiser Sheni. So L'chora, how could a person do She'ela on Meiser? He was already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Afrasha, and there is no Mitzvah Nesina by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, you're not giving it to anybody. You take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So it's Mukhat that since the Meiser he's given for himself, for Achila, it belongs to him, and he can do She'ela because it belongs to him. So what din Shruma, that the coin was mafresh for himself, he can do She'ela because it's Memoino Mamish. What are you going to say that B'Meiser, he has a Schus Mitzvah of Achilas Meiser, which is a Mitzvah, and therefore he can do She'ela. But you have this Mitzvah also by Truma, like we see in Pesachim 72b, that Achilas Truma is called Avodanayim B'Rambam B'Perek Tesvav Milchus Truma Salach of Beis, that if a person eats Truma, he says Asher Kedisharim Sabbatsvon Lechol Etzat Truma Lechol Truma. The Kesef Mishnah writes there that Achilas Truma is a Mitzvah Yen Barad Basham Mikolshkin L'Shit is a Rebbe Lezer Mimitz the Bali Reim that's brought in the Russian Adarim. That the Kohen, only the Kohen can't do She'ela because he wasn't Mafreshit, Yisrael was, Ayin Sham the Rosh. But by Truma, where the Kohen himself was Mafreshit, Bevadai the Kohen could be Shoal. And so it appeared Dasa Ram in the fourth parak of Truma Salach Yid Zayin. And so he's copied in the Yerodein Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Mem Ches. That they hold like the Bali Urayim. Like the Noda Behuda writes in Tinyan and Yerodeh and Simen Kuf Memayin and Simen Kuf Nandalid. So it would come out then that Kohen, who is Mafrish a Truma, he could do She'ela. And certainly Bizman Azeh, that it's only the Rabbanan. So we have a lot more, there's a lot more to say about this, and I hope we get to say it. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we saw Niflos, and hopefully we'll be Zoche to see continuing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.